We are learning the Sicha Vayelech, the first Sicha Vayelech, Chelik Yudalad. The Sicha begins discussing Hakel, which is in the Parsha Vayelech, and Perik Lamed Aleph, Pasik Yud, and onward. Be'inyan Hakel Sheve Parsha Seinu, regarding the mitzvah of Hakel in our Parsha, which is, like I said, in Pasik Yud, that Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Bnei Yisrael that every year after Shemitah, the Sukkot after Shemitah, there's a mitzvah of Hakel to come together in the Beis Hamikdash, Leman Yishmu, Velamdu, Leyiro, Es Hashem Aleikechem. Ise Beteisefte, Beteisefte, which is in the in Soite Pelik Zayin, Aloch Eches, says that Beteisefte, Oiso Ayoim, the day when they had to gather to Hakel, Koyhanim Oimdim Begdorim Uprotzois. The Koyhanim would position themselves around the defenses and the openings, Vechatzoitzoi Shilzov Beyodeim, and they kept trumpets made out of gold in their hands, Toikin Umeriin Vetoikim. They used to do Tkiah Shofar, which is Tkiah, and then Atruo and Tkiah, which is Lehakil HaSa'om El Beis HaMikdosh, to gather everyone to come and fulfill the mitzvah of Hakel by coming together into Beis HaMikdosh. Kol Koyen, She'ein B'yodei Chatzoitzrois, if a Koyen was without a trumpet in his hands, Oimrin, Doi Mezeh She'ein Koyen. People around would say, it seems that this person is not a Kohen. This is what the Tosefta describes, how the announcement to join in the Hakel ceremony came through the Kohanim and the Chatzoitzrois in their hand. What is the main purpose and the main job of a Kohen is lamoid l'shoreis be-beis ha-migdash, is to stand and to serve in the Beis ha-migdash. The Rambam describes it in Ilches Klei ha-migdash perik dalad aloche halev, like the Rambam, she-koyhanim uvdulu, the Koyhanim became designated and separated from the rest of Shevet Levi, la-avoidas akorbonas. And that's what the Rambam brings the pasuk. Vayavdil Aaron. Aaron was separated from the rest of his tribe of Levi. Lagdishoi kodesh kadoshim. And this is mainly to serve with avodas hakorbanos. This is the avodas hakoyanim. Ve'im kei ma yishaychusam ameyuchedes shel hakoyanim lemitzvas hakel. Since their job is mainly for korbanos, why do we find here in the Tosefta a special connection of Kohanim to the mitzvah of Hakel? Ubifrat letkias chatzoitzrois bechutzes Yerushalayim, sheoiso rak hechsher lemitzvas Hakel, litkoya bechatzoitzrois lehakel esohom. And especially, we're talking about a part of the mitzvah of Hakel which is not related to the mitzvah itself. It is a hechsher. A hechsher means it's a preparation for Hakel. As the Tosefta described, they would stand by the openings and defenses around Yerushalayim, inviting the people to come and join to Hakel. But this was not a part of the mitzvah of Hakel itself, which was in the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, why does this have to be done dafke bekoyhanim? Ve'ad kedei kach, to the point that we are using the holding of the chatzitzro, the blowing the trumpet to invite people for hakel, becomes the proof, the oichoche, of the very fact if they are koyhanim. Ad until as it is safe to say, shekol koyen she'ein biyod chatzitzreis, oimrin doy meze she'ein koyenu. That the expression is that he's not a koyen if he's not a part of the koyanim, going around with chatzoitzres, with trumpets, inviting people for hake. So that becomes a sign to validate their kehuna, to testify, so to speak, that they are kohanim. what is it about standing with a chatzoitzer and inviting people to join in the mitzvah of Akel? Why is it so important to validate kehuna, especially that kohanim is mainly, as the Rambam said, and he brought from the Rambam in Klei Hamikdash, it is la'avodas ha'korbanos. Inviting people for joining Hakel is seemingly nothing to do with korbanos, and in that case, not much to do with their task, with their purpose as kohan. Seif beis ve'yuvin behagdim biu klolis inyan hakehuna. In order to explain that question, the Rebbe comes and explains what is the main general concept of being a kohen. Dehine bekoyanim ksiv, it's written regarding koyanim, yosimu k'toiro be'apecho ve'cholil al mizbachecho. It comes in Parshas Brocho, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasik Yud. What does the Torah say? When Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the Brocho, so he discusses Ule Levi Omar. So it starts with Shevet Levi, and it says in Pasik Yud, Tumecho Veurecho Leish, it starts Tumecho Veurecho Leish Chasidecho, and he continues in Pasik Yud, Geiro Protecho LeYakov, Veserosho LeYisrael, Yosimu K'toiro Be'apecho. They should place ktoiro. Ktoiro means the ktoiras, the incense, be'apecho, before your presence, v'cholil, and korbanes, which is cholil, which is the old burned offerings, al mizbechecho, and you mizbeach. Which, as Rashi said, cholil is the korban oilo. So here we see that what is the job of a kohen described in Moshe Rabbeinu's words in Parshas Bezei Sabrocho is Yosimu K'toiro Be'apecho. K'toiros. Mi de mefarit ha'kosuf kan avoidas ha'k'toiros b'fnei atzmo, since the Pasuk specifies as K'toiros on its own, in addition to korbanos b'chlal. K'toiros is mentioned specifically and even first, moving שחשיבוס מיוחדת בעבודת הקטורס הנעשית על ידי הקויהנים. There is a special חשיבוס in the service of קטורס, which is made by קויהנים, הוא בו מזבטי תויכן עבודוסם. So the entire תויכן, the general purpose of what a קויהן needs to do, is being expressed and emphasized specifically in the עבודה פון קטורס. And the Rebbe is going to explain us what is Ktoires and why does Ktoires bring out the service of a Kohen altogether. Vehine, Besifri, ala Posik, the Sifri and the Posik, which we just mentioned in Zoy Sabrocha, the Posik, Yosimu Ktoiro Be'apecho, so Mefarej, the Sifri explains, Yosimu Ktoiro, Zu Ktoires, that it's referring to the Ktoires, specifically which was brought in on Yom Kippur, Lefnai Velifnim, which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In general, in the Beis HaMikdash, Ktoires was offered every single day, twice a day. It was in the morning and in the evening on a special Mizbeach, called Mizbeach HaKtoires, which was positioned in the Kodesh area, next to the Menorah, and next to the Shulchan. So there was also a special Mizbeach, a small Mizbeach called Mizbeach HaKtoires. And that Mizbeach HaKtoires, which was the Kohen, used to offer the Ktoires every single day of the year, twice a day. In addition to that, there was a special Ktoiras service, which was done inside the Kodesh HaKodoshim by the Kohen Gadol, only on the day of Yom Kippur. Meaning on Yom Kippur itself, there was also the regular Avodah of Ktoiras, which was in the morning and in the afternoon. And in addition, there was a third offering of Ktoiras with a special service, which was done inside the Kodesh HaKodoshim. So the Sifri and the Pasuk Yosimu K'toiro Be'apecho is applying the Pasuk of K'toiro to the special service of K'toiros, which was done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. The Rebbe continues, U'muchach mizeh, ki av shebechlolus kol inyan ha-K'toiros moire al toichen avodas ha-Koyanim. Even though the entire, in the general service of Ketores, shows and brings out what is the general service of a Kohen. The other Rabbe, Ketores Yom Kippurim rag be Kohen Gadol. The Yom Kippur Ketores, which only, was only done by Kohen Gadol. So if the Pasuk Yosimu Ketores talks about the Kohanim, which were from the Shevet Levi, so then it must refer to the general Ketores of which was offered throughout a year. So even though it's referring to the general Ketores, since it relates to all the Kohanim, Bechol Zois, Beprotius, but more specifically, is it Bektoires the Yom HaKippurim, Yeshno Inyan Meyuchod, Sheboi Chaluko Hi, Bektoires the Kol HaShono, there is something unique in the service of Ketores of Yom Kippur, which separates it from the Ketores of the rest of the year. Uboi, in this service of the Ketores of Yom Kippur, Boli Dei Bitui, Toichen Meyuchod, Ba'avoidas HaKehuna Bechlal. And in that specific service of the Ketores and Yom Kippur, this brings out a very specific and unique quality in regard to the Kohanim in general. All Kohanim. Even though it was only the Kohen Gadol who was the one who was offering it at Yom Kippur, look the Rebbe in Sograim, Elosho Bepoyel, Nases Aledea Miyuchet Shebekoyanim. Practically, the one who offered the Ketores in Kodesh HaKadoshim was the distinguished one among the Kohanim, which is the Kohen Gadol. But it was made on behalf of all the Kohanim. Kemoi, Shakohen Gadol Moitzi Bazeh Kol HaKohanim. He did it as the Kohen Gadol is Moitzi, is keeping in mind all the Kohanim, Ki Hu HaGadol Mi'echov. Because the Kohen Gadol is described the greatest of his brothers. So he is an extension of his brothers. So wherever the Kohen Gadol does, he doesn't do it as an individual, as an isolated individual, but rather as a representative of Echov HaKoyanim, because Gadol mi Echov, from his brothers. Al derech shemotzinu b'mitzvois atluyes b'melech. Just as we find regarding mitzvois atluyes b'melech, and Alter Rebbe is mitzayin in order 5, star 5, the Igeres HaKodesh, which the Alter Rebbe says in Reish Simen Choftes, the Alter Rebbe brings the famous Arizal, that every single Yid has to keep and fulfill all Tayag mitzvahs, v'machshove, dibur u'maisa, and a Yid even has to come down into this world many gilgulim until he keeps up to all the Tayag mitzvahs. But the Alter Rebbe says there that this is with the exception of this mitzvah which depends on the melech. How does a Yid fulfill that mitzvah? So the Alter Rebbe shu moitzi kol Yisrael ki hu klol iskulam. That the melech, the king, is doing it, but at this time that he's doing it in a way that his moitzi includes in his practice every single Yid. Because the melech is the klolus, is the general neshama of all Yidden. So the same thing is here regarding a Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim. Then the Rebbe, the Kohen Gadol is be'etzem representing every Kohen in his avoida. So when it comes to the special avoida of Ketores in Kodesh HaKadoshim, it is also referred to each and every Kohen. And therefore, when the Torah says, Yosimu Ketora Ba'apecho, and as the Sifri puts it in the context of the Ketora Safim Kippur, it is really referring to each and every Kohen. So we're going to go just to order 4. And the Rebbe says that, in general, all the service of Ketora refers to in concept, in the quality of all service of Kohanim. So he says, Kademuchach, this also is proved in Mashomu Razal. The Gemara says in Yume Chovova Medale, Uva Beramban ala Posik. The Rabban brings it here in Pashle Vezoy Sabrocha on the Posik Yosimu Ketoro Ba'apecho. Zog the Gemara Sha Ketores Bechlal Me'asheres. The Ketores, it causes and brings wealth to the one who offers the Ketores. And the Gemara says, Mishum Dechziv, what's the proof that Ketores makes a person wealthy? Zog the Gemara, Mishum dechsiv, Yosimu Ketoro Ba'apecho, that they should offer ktoiras before you, uksiv basrei, and in the following pasik, the pasik right after pasik yud, pasik yud aleph says, boreich Hashem cheloi. Hashem should bless his possessions, which means wealth. Arei shekoi kosuv ze gam al ktoiras de kol hashono. So, the pashtas ha-gimora, this pasik of yisimu ktoiro ba-apecho, goes on the ktoiras of the rest of the year, not only of the special ktoiras that it was offered Yom Kippurim. As the Gemara says there in Yuma, that every morning there was a special pais, a special raffle, who is going to do every single service related to the, especially to the Korban Tomid, and to the preparations of the Korban Tomid, and so on. And since every day they offered ktoiras, like the Gemara, that for ktoiras there was no lot, meaning a person who was, and I'm sorry, there was no lot, a person who was, there was a pais, but it was only for new candidates. A person who already once got ktoiras did not join that pais. And the reason is, like the Gemara, because mipnei shema asheres, it brings wealth, and it brings that pasik, yasimu ktoiro ba'apecho umborech Hashem cheloi. And because it brings special wealth, so they wanted to share the wealth. That not once a person got it once, he should give place for another koyen to also become wealthy and receive a shirus. A kol panim, from this pasuk, we see clearly that ktoiras, which it says in this pasuk, yosimu ktoiro ba'apecho, is it referring to the ktoiras from the entire year, not only the ktoiras from Yom Kippur. And the Rebbe continues in the order, "Vegam al pshi pshuta shel mikro, koi al klolus inyan aktoiras." Not only was the Ramban brings the Gemara, and the Gemara learns that's referring to aktoiras of the entire year. If you learn the pasuk pshuta shel mikro, it also indicates that aktoiro ba'apecho is referring to the aktoiras of the rest of the year. Ukedemashma mizeh she Rashi ein mefaresh de koi al aktoiras. The Yom HaKippurim. The very fact that Rashi doesn't say that it goes on Ktoresim HaKippurim, if the Pasuk would have meant Ktoresim HaKippurim, Rashi would have had to specify that this is what it is referring to. And here that the Rashi does not say it, it means that Pshut HaShemikro, we learn that Ktoro Ba'apecho means Taker the Ktoros, which is being offered every single day of the year. This is one reason why Pshut Hashem Mikro indicates that it talks about general ktoiras. V'chein u lefi ha-perush, there's a perush that Rebbe brings later in order 10, she-be-apecho perushoi roiges, she-ha-ktoiras b'shakecho af. There are meforshim who explain that Targum Yonason and others that be-apecho it means anger, like haroin af. And Ktoiras has the ability to calm that Haroin Af. And since it is referring to Haroin Af, then Arithen Bektoiras de Kol HaShono. So this is something which is accomplished also Bektoiras de Kol HaShono. So according to this Mefarshim too, we understand that the Pasik, Yosimu Ktoiro Ba'apecho, is referring to the whole year. And if it's referring to the whole year, so it means to all Koyhanim who can do the service of Ktoiras throughout the year. In Ore 5, the Rebbe explains that even though the Kohen Gadol does it, but it's still for every Kohen, it's only that practically there is the distinguished one of the Kohanim. The Kohen Gadol is the one is doing it. So he says, "Aderech ze yesh liyashev mashenemar ulelevi omar." The pasuk begins, Moshe Rabbeinu starts in Parshas Vayetzei Sabrocha ulelevi omar. And he speaks to Levi. What does he say, Levi? Tumecho ve'urecho, your Tumim and your Urim, which is the Urim ve'Tumim, which is the Kohen Gadol word, le'ish chasidecho, is being given, right? The Tumecho ve'urecho, le'ish chasidecho, to the one, to the special individual among you, which is referring to who? To the Kohen Gadol. So he speaks to Levi, kol ha'shevet, and then he starts with Tumecho v'urecho, the Urim v'tumim, which was worn on the Ish Chasidecho, which is the Kohen Gadol. So what is the Pshat? The Pshat is that it's taken by Poyel, it was the Kohen Gadol, was wearing the Tumim v'urim. But the Kohen Gadol was representing all his brotherhoods, all the Kohanim. So this is what the other five explains. The difference between who is Lepoyel doing it and who they represent. Lepoyel is the Kohen Gadol, but in Inyan, it's representing every Kohen. So Mimele, going back inside, so what is the Pasuk tell us according to the Sifri? Yosimu Ktoiro Ba'apecho, Ktoiro is referring to Ktoiros, which was offered in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And this is something which means to represent what is the main idea and the service accomplished by Koyan is in Ktoiros. In this specific Ktoiros, the Yom Kippur Ktoiros. What is so special about the Yom Kippur Ktoiros? The Rebbe min Achilukim shebin Ktoiros de kol ha-shona v'diyem ha-kippurim. The difference between Ktoiros was offered to Adi Yir, like we said before, every day they offered Ktoiros twice a day, and Yom Kippur, ledas ha-Rambam. According to the Rambam, im loy nosan b'Ktoiros de Yom ha-kippurim eso esev sheshmoy v'inyonoy ma le'oshon chayev misa. Everyone is familiar with the braisa that we say in the morning before davening, which comes from the Gemara in Oirias, Tonu Rabbonon, Pitum HaKtoires Ketzad. The way the Ktoires was organized was that was Achadosor Samimonim Oyuvo. There were 11 types of spices. That's how they organized the Ktoires. And the Braisa says, there was Tzori, Tzipoiren. In addition to the 11 types of spices, there was also something called Male Oshon. Male Oshon was an herb, what was called Shehu. They just needed a minimal quantity of it. And his purpose was Male Oshon. It caused the fire of the Ktoires that the smoke should rise. That was the purpose of that special herb called Male Oshon. And that was added to the Ktoiros. So according to the Rambam, if a person in the rest of the year did not put that spice Male Oshon, it's still kosher. But if you didn't do it on Yom Kippur, then he is when Chayev Misa. ובזה יומתק פירוש הספרי שיושימו כתוירו בהפכו מיירה בכתוירס דיים הכיפורי. That also clarifies what the ספרי explains, that פוסיק refers specifically to the Yom Kippur כתוירס, כי הפוסיק מדבר בסימס היינו בעליאס הכתוירס בהפכו. The פוסיק emphasizes that the כתוירס and the smell of the כתוירס comes בהפכו. בהפכו means it goes up, it rises to the nostrils. And how does the smoke of the Ktoiros come up? By that herb called Maile Oshon, which is mainly, like he said before, Shita Sarama Mitzmeli and Yom Kippur. And if it was not brought on Yom Kippur, it prevents. Asking ולחורה צורך להבין מה בין כתרס וימה כיפורים לכתרס וכל השונו, שדווקא בימה כיפורים חומר כל כך ישרוינו של המיילה אושון. Why is it that an Yom Kippur is so important that if you don't have the Maile Oshon herb, then you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah of כתרס. So here there's a number of important horas that we're going to go through each one of them. Number one, when the Rebbe says, "Min achilukim shebektoires de kol hasholim yom kippurim in Oras 6," the difference is, so he writes, "Elo shehamishne yume memgilu medbeis lo yichashiv elo inyonim shebepoyel." Chure means to say, if you look in the Mishnah in Yuma, the Mishnah discusses a number of differences between what similar avoidas, which was to add a year, but how they were performed on Yom Kippur and how they were performed to add a year. For example, the way they used to remove the the way they used to, Kohen used to wash the hands, the Kohen Gadol. So throughout the year, it was from the Kior in Kippur, it was a special golden jar, which according to some Mefarshim, the water of the Kior was put in the jar first, and that's how we washed, and other differences. But in that Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't discuss the difference between Ktoiras throughout the year and Yom Kippur throughout the year. Look, the Rebbe in order seeks, because the Mishnah is Loichoshiv Elu in Yonim Shebepoyel. The Mishnah only discusses what is practically done, the difference in practical terms, like the example we brought from the Kohen washing from the Kior or washing from a golden jar. The Ktoiras, the way we, the Rebbe is going to discuss in the Sicha, Lepoyel, both Ktoiras were exactly identical. It's only Bediavad, if something was lacking, Diris Buyam Kippur differs from the rest of the year, and that's why the Mishnah does not get into it. In order 6 star, when he brings inside that the Rambam holds that if you did not place the Maile Oshon herb, it's not the Kohen Gadol is Chayav Misa. So he points, he's Metzayan Rei Mishnah LeMelech Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, Mare Aponim LeYerushalmi Yume Perek Dalet Halacha Hei. מה שאין כן לדעס, הרב אלחונון, בתספס ישון עם יומן, גימול א', דיברה מסחיל וטייפוק. וראי בסיוסף הרחיים, שימן קוף למד גימול, דיברה מסחיל וכוסל רבנו, וראי מנחס חינוך מצווה קוף גימול. This is, what the Rebbe is referring to over here, is a major discussion, which is among a lot of the mefarshim, of this concept, Ktoiras, that you did not place Maile Oshon. Starting with the last, the Bes Yosef, in the Mechas Chinuch that the Rebbe brings in the Ove. The Bes Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, says that Maile Oshon was really not a part of the Samemonim. Meaning, it came to fix, it came to help the Ktoiras to accomplish his job. So if you did offer Ktoiras by his 11 Samemonim, which they are the utmost important to the ones, to the point that we say, Mchisarechot Mikol Samemonim, Chayov Miso. So if you add them all, but you were lacking the Maile Oshon, then you're not Chayov. Yosef brings that it's very possible that it's even just a so-called a mitzvah min amufcher, a better mitzvah to have the ktoires, to have that herb Maile Oshon, and it brings rayas from the Gemara. But there are meforshim, which is the Mishnah LeMelech mainly. The Mishnah LeMelech, he says no, that really all the rayas that you bring from different places that you were able to offer ktoires without that herb of Maile Oshon, that says the Mishnah Melech is referring to the Ktoiras which was offered every single day of the year. But when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, there, Maile Oshon is critically required. And if you were lacking Maile Oshon, and the Kohen Gadol offered Ktoiras with Ad Maile Oshon, learned the Mishnah Lemelech, and same as the Mara Podim LeYerushalmi, that in such a case, you would not be able to offer the Ktoiras. If the Kohen Gadol did, it's Chayiv Misa. It's like a Chayiv Misa. And this is what the Disa Ora is referring to. Like I said, in the Mefarshim, it's a long Arichas. But the Rebbe is Metzayin Dimerim Mekoymas, which from there we see Shita Sarambam, which is mainly Medishita, the Bede Mishnah Lemelech understands the Rambam, is that Ktoiras is me'akev to a point that if you did not have Ktoiras, Maile Oshon is me'akev to a point that if you did not have Maile Oshon in the Ktoiras of Yom Kippur, Chayev Misa. In Ore 7, Rebbe Metzayan, Yume Shom, the Gemara in Yume, Yerushalmi Shom, Rambam, Ilches, Avedas, Yema Kippurim, all these Gemaras is again mainly to be Metzayan this concept that what the Rambam says clearly that that when there is no Maile Oshon, then there is a Chiyuv Misa. Or 8, Mash'enken Bekteres de Kol Ashono, which then, if you did not put Maile Oshon, it's not Me'akev. So the Rebbe in Or 8, Vedeloi Kebedin Im Chisa Rechot Bekol Savmeneo Chayev Misa, Shedeo Bekol Ashono. Not like the Aloche, which was brought before from the Gemara in Yuma, that if you are lacking Echot Misamu Meneo Chayev Miso, this is referring to the rest of the year, right? In all the services of Ketores, Masheinkein, the Aloche, the requirement of Maile Oshon, that is Shitas Rambam only when it comes to Yom Kippur. Dafke when it comes to Yom Kippur. As you see in Ora 7, the Rebbe is Metzayan, back in Ora 7, Rambam Ilches Avodes Yom Kippurim, Peri Kei Aloche Chofei. In Dirtak, the Rambam writes clear, If Chisa min Akteres Echot Misamoneo, Oy Male Oshon, Chayev Misa Oleo, Shenema Velo Yomus Ki Beonon Eroi Ala Kapoir. So the Rambam clearly in Ilches Avodes Yom Kippurim, he does mention the aloha that if you're lacking Maile Oshon, you chayev misa. But in Ilches Klei Amigdash, Pedig Beis, when he discusses the Ktoiras of the rest of the year, the Rambam does not write that if you were lacking Maile Oshon, you chayev misa. He only brings that if you're lacking any of the other samemonim. Which this, again, all indicates that Maile Oshon is a requirement dafke on the Ktoires of Yom Kippur. Or 9, he brings the Ragachover, Rei Tzof Aspaneach Broch Hashom, the Maile Oshom, Yom Kippurim, Avei Ze Metzius Gomur, Masheinken Bekol Hashono, Avei Rak Echsher, Umetzayin Yerushalmi Yume, Per Gimel Alochei, But the Ragachover in his Lashon uses that concept that Yom Kippur is not only that you don't fast. Yom Kippur is a mitzias of fasting, shvisa of machila. Maile Oshon, he says, the Ragachover is also not just a tool to get the Ktoiras up, but rather it's fixing the Ktoiras, but nein, this is a chiyuv on its own. Ktoiro be'apecho, like the Sifri says, is the Metzias to have bedafke Maile Oshon. And he brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that some wanted to say that it's Machshir Diktoires, Omar Rabbi Lozo, Maile Oshon, that it has to be, that Kol Oshon, it's a Machshir of Ktoires, Masha'inke, when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's Taki HaMetzias in Achiyu Bifnei Atzmai. And that is what the Sifri says, Yosimu Ktoiro Be'apecho. Be'apecho is, like he said in Pnim, is because it helps the Aliyah of the Ktoiras, and the Aliyah is through Maile Oshon, which is Dafka and Yom Kippur. He brings Be'apecho, Aoreten, Ketargum Yoinesen, Ketargum Yerushalmi, Rabbeinu Bechaye Ve'oid, Be'pirshu, in this Targum Yoinesen and others, they say Be'apecho Miloshon Roiges. The Ktoiras takes away the anger. So then it doesn't have to do with, seemingly it doesn't have to do with going up to the nose. Look, the Rebbe, no, that even according to them, that it means anger, it's also associated with the nose, be'apecho, be'af. So he brings over the A, Perush Rashi, be'shalach, she'gam ke'she'af, be'loshen roiges, are'i b'shor shoy, shayech le'loshen choytem. In Beshalach, they don't need Pasuk, Ruach HaPecho Ner Mumayim. What is Ruach HaPecho? Ruach HaPecho means the wind which comes out from the nostrils, right? Like Rasha, Yoitze Mishnei Nechirim Shel Af. And the Rasha brings, Keshe Odom Koyes Yoitze Minechiro, when he connects the wind coming out from the nose with the Af of anger, of the kas of the haroi naf, which the Rebbeister had on the Mitzrayim. Arei b'shor shor shalach eloshen choytem. Urei gam malbim lesifri broch Hashem, connecting anger with af, also with af loshen nostrils. Ubefrat shebedidin didan, arei b'shuta shel mikro mashma, shepirusha shel vapecho wa choytem. So regardless of what we're going to learn it, making it fit also with the way the other Meforshim were learning Ba'apecho means anger, but in Pshut Hashem Mikro Ba'apecho means the nose. So Bifrat as in Pshut Hashem Mikro means the nose, so we know that here we need the Aliyah from the Ketores, which the Aliyah of the Ketores has to do with Maile Oshon. That's what he says inside, that the Maile Oshon brings up the Ketores called Lemailo. So the Rebbe is Metzayin, the Chura, you can say, what does it have to do, why does this physical act of Maile Oshon, smoke coming up to the nostrils, having to do with bringing the service of the Ketores to Meibishten Alein? No, Redman, wegen the Meibishten, here we're speaking about Maile Oshon. So the Rebbe brings the Ora 11, interesting, that V'aliyah beruchnias, k'shura b'aliyah begashmias. In general, when we speak about Ruchnias, and we speak Aliyah, something which comes up, it relates also the way it symbolizes in Gashmias, the way it's being related in the physical life. Kedugmos, Mashe Omru, it brings the Gemara in Brochas. The Gemara says in Brochas of Lamedalad, Alispali Lodom, Elo Bebai Sheyesham Chaloinois. A person should daven in a house with windows. Why windows? So it's not only the way Rashi brings, and he brings, this is also the way the Alter Rebbe brings the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadik Seif Dalet, that there is a reason to build windows in a shul to davening, so when a person mistakel klapi milo, mikukt in Shemaim, you look up to the heavens, liboy nichna, the heart becomes more humble in davening. So this is one reason for the windows. That's what Alter Rebbe says, when the kavone goes away, you should lift up your eyes to the sky, and this is going to be moirer a kavone, this is going to awaken your kavone more, looking up to the sky. But that's not only the reason. There is also elogam kedei shederech shom yavru atfilois leYerushalayim. Adalt Rebbe brings in Siman Tzadik Dalet that the windows have a so-called a physical purpose. The purpose is to take the tefillos to Yerushalayim, the derech shom, every matfilos. The tefillos so-called go through the windows towards Yerushalayim, shalichem ispalelin leruach eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim, a person has to direct his position himself by davening, Shuban Esra, if he's in Chutz Loretz, he has to face Eretz Yisrael, Yispal Lecho Derech Artzom, and he has to keep in mind Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, Kedesh HaKadoshim, Kadeh Muchach Mizeh Shachaloinois, Tzorech Liyois, Keneged Yerushalayim, and it brings the Rambam in Ilchas Tvila. A person does the Rambam has to open windows, or doors facing Yerushalayim, Lispalil Kenegdon, to daven facing them. Is Mitzayin, Rekesef Mishned, Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Marchis HaShekel, Taz, Avdinezer. This Mekoyres bring out this idea that the davening, so-called, is Begashmias, even though we're talking about Aliyah Ruchnis. A person davens, and the kavone of tefillah reaches, his tefillah reaches the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we associate it also with a physical ascent, a physical aliyah. It goes up. This is the way it's emphasized in Halacha. First of all, you have to have windows. And the windows have to face the direction where the tefillah is meant to reach, Yerushalayim. And it brings the Taz. The Taz in the Avdinezel discusses the Taz. Basically, the Taz says that a person who has a shul inside the house, so you should be careful not to have the bedroom on top of the shul. Why? And he says, because this creates an issue. If in the bedroom there is going to be an inappropriate usage, it's going to interrupt the tefillah to come up l'shamayim. To come up l'shamayim. Very famous Taz. Taz personalizes this halacha. Taz says that when he was in... when he lived in Krakow, and he had a bismedresh, which in his house, and there was all kinds of consequences, which had to do with personal loss in family, something to do with the fact that it was personal use of the earth. And the Adonizer actually, but the Rebbe's Mitzayan in Chaim Silomit Beis, clearly discusses this idea of if a goy which has a vidazore lives on top of a shul, it creates a hefsek, an interruption between the tefillah and so-called shamayim in heaven. Avner Nezer discusses the difference between having a goy and a vidazore and just a couple who is married and they live on top of the shul, and why one is less a problem, but the vidazore is for sure a problem, he says. It has to do with this concept, with this idea that when you are davening and you're turning to the Eibush to doing davening, it's not only the physical ascent, the spiritual ascent, the ruchnias, but it manifests itself also in the physical loss of begashmias. And this is what the Rebbe's Mitzayan disproves, these rayas, these indications that we find in in the halacha of tefillah. We will continue now in Ora 12, when it comes and he says inside that Aliyas Oshon is mainly on Yom Kippur. So he brings Rashi, like we said before, did not mention that it goes on Yom Kippur Davke. Rashi doesn't mention anything. He just said, Yosim Uktero Ba'apecho. So Itake earlier, he said in Ora 4, that from Rashi it's clear that it's referring to the regular Ktoiris. But now the way the Rambam explains it, how does it work out with Rashi? Look, the Rebbe in Ora 12, Umashe Loi Pirish Rashi Shekoi Al Ktoiris Diyem HaKippurim. Why Rashi doesn't say it? Ki b'pshuta shel mikro, ulai ma le'oshem ma'akef kol ha'shon. Oy, shegam b'yom ha'kippurim eino ma'akef. B'pshuta shel mikro, it can go either way. It can go not like the Mishnah Melech. B'pshuta shel mikro could be explained that ma le'oshon is a herb which is ma'akef to ad yir faktoires. Or it can go even further. Like the other mefoshim say, that ma le'oshon is never ma'akef. It can go either way. Ule'oyer, sheveperush Rashi siso, in Rashi in Pashas kisiso, which in Pedik Lamed, Posek Lamed Dalet, which deals with the Pasha of Ktoiras, is being introduced, v'yemer sheben Moshe, kach lechosam im noto, v'shredes v'chelbeno. So Dorton, in red Rashi, einoi maskir maile oshon klal, Rashi does not mention maile oshon, Af sheyiskir boiris kashino shegamze einoi mayudale samemoni. Rashi mentions all the samemoni aktores, all the spices, and he does not mention mayle oshon. So maybe you're going to say he only mentions which is mentioned in the pasuk, but no. Rashi mentions boiris kashino, and boiris kashino was not one of the yudale samemoni, and he still mentions it. And he does not mention Ma'ale Oshon, so this is again proving that in Rashi, in Pshuto Shel Mikro, we're not sure how Me'akev the Ma'ale Oshon is. Ule'oyer, and the Rebbe adds even more further, Shegam Beperush Rashi Achrei, there in Pashas Achrei, when the Torah describes the service of the Kohen on Yom Kippur, Ve'notam Sakteres Aloeish, Ve'chison Anakteres, So there Rashi says, it says, the Pasuk says, Velo Yomus, and the Kohen should make sure to do it right, he shouldn't die. And Rashi says, Oyim Lo Yosa Ketikono Chayev Misa. So the Rebbe says that Rashi Achrei Meshanim Loshna Gimore. Loshna Gimore is, Ho Lo Yinosa Bomale Oshon, Oy Shechisa Echo Bikol Samino Chayev Misa. So the Gemara clearly says that what is the Chayiv Misa for? Either for missing one of the samemonim, one of the spices, or not putting in the Malo Ocean spice. Rashi only writes, Oim lo yosa ketikuno. If he didn't do it properly, Chayiv Misa, again, Rashi is avoiding the Malo Ocean. So clearly, Ora 12 tells us that in Pshuto Shel Mikra, we don't have an indication of the importance of Malo Ocean. Ober still, Shita Sarambam, is clear, as in an impasik and in the Sifri comes out, that the Maile Oshan and Kippur is Leikuva. And he brings again the Ragachover in Ora 13, Reitz of Aspaneach Shom, Maile Oshom Lifnai Velifnim, Have Metzius Gomur, Vezeu Ktoiro Be'apecho. There's a requirement, and this is the meaning of the pasik, Ktoiro Be'apecho. So the question is, again, going back to the Pnima Sicha, the end of Siv Beis, what is the difference between the Ktoiris of Yom Kippur and the Ktoiris of the entire year? Why of Yom Kippur is Maile Oshon such a requirement? So in Ora 14, the Rebbe is going to introduce an answer, a possible answer, why Take is the Maile Oshon and Yom Kippur so critical. He says as follows. Afshe Yesh Leimar, we can say a pashta teretz. The teretz is Yom Kippurim tzorich she'anan haktoires yachshich es habayis be'anonoi. When it comes to Yom Kippur, there is a special requirement. The metzias is that there was, as the Torah says, when it comes on Yom Kippur, v'chiso anan haktoires es hakapoires asher aloedus. The Ktoiras is supposed to accomplish that the cloud of the Ktoiras is now covering, veiling the Kapoiras. Mimele, Yom Kippur, it is a special requirement that the Anana Ktoiras should darken the bayis with the cloud. Kedei she'akoyen lo yire akovoit shenire ala Kapoiras. As the Beforshim, the Rashbam, the Rebbe Ezra, Rabbeinu Bechaye, they all explain that the reason is the Take for that reason, that in order that when the Rebbe Shtemun tells the Kohen, being there inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should not see the Gilui Yashchina which takes place, and therefore the Onan is required. And since, if the Kishayim Baze Maile Oshon, Arizim Aftziah Lekan Lekan, if there wouldn't be Maile Oshon on the and the in the Ktoiras, then the smoke will be scattered here and there, as he brings from the Gemara in Yuma. Velo yachshich es hakapoyres miyad, velo chein gam yakevos. In other words, Maile Oshon is an absolute necessity on Yom Kippur, possibly because of that special Ktoiras being offered at Yom Kippur, as he brings that Yom Kippur. The Torah tells us that the Onon has to be covered. And that's what Maile Oshon does. He brings the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that famous family who were in charge of the Ktoiras on the Radi Yir and Yom Kippur was a family called Beis Aftinas. Even there was a Lishka in the Beis Amidosh called Lishka Beis Aftinas. They were preparing the Ktoiras. They were the experts. And the Gemara discusses that they did not want to give out the secret, and somehow they brought a different professionals to try to prepare the Ktoiras. And the one thing that no one was able to imitate was the Maile Oshon. And what happened was that the smoke, instead of going straight up, in a straight line up, the smoke was scattered and spread to different directions. This is what the Gemara describes in Yuma Lamed Ches, which the Rebbe is mitzayin here, and it's mitzayin the Rashi, that the Chachomim find that the problem, because since it says in the Torah Maile Oshon, Maile Oshon be'onon eroa la kapoyre, so you have to put Maile Oshon, because that Maile Oshon remedy, that spice, brought about the smoke coming up in a straight manner. But if you wouldn't do it, then lo yachshich za kapoyres miyat. Therefore, it's me'akev. So this could be a possible answer why the Rambam would hold that Maile Oshon is such of importance when it comes on Yom Kippur. So that's a possible answer. And that's what makes it different from the Ketores of the rest of the year. Because here you need the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be completely covered with smoke. But the Rebbe rejects the answer. And he says, but I die, so he doesn't reject the answer, but he says it still doesn't explain it all fully. Why? Adayin tzarich biur, darei lefi zeh, ein ze din ba'akteiras, ki im din ba'kedesh ha'kadoshim, shehu tzarich lismah lisoshon. If the pshat is that we need the kedesh ha'kadoshim to be filled, you want to create a proper cloud, that it's not because the k'toiras has to be ma'ale oshon. The Kedesh HaKadoshim has to be filled with smoke, and therefore you need Maile Oshon. And if that's the case, it's for the Kedesh HaKadoshim. Lefizo yotzorech lios loshna gimore, the gimore should have say, im loy nisma le'oshon, chayev misa. That if the Kedesh HaKadoshim was not filled with smoke, then you chayev misa. Velo, you're not to use the loshin, or loy nosan bo ma le'oshon, chayev misa, if you did not put in the ktoires that spice ma le'oshon, chayev misa. Because it's not about the Ketores, it's about the Kedesh HaKadoshim. Ad shebishvil zeh gam ke nikro shem Ketores chasero. Shom, it's called a missing Ketores. And according to this pshat, that it's the all to establish a oshon in the Kedesh HaKadoshim, so then the issue is not the Ketores, but the fact that the Gemara calls it Ketores chasero. And the fact that the Gemara said, lo inosam bo, if you did not put in the Ketores malo oshon, chayev miso, וזה משמע שמיילה אושון הוא תנאי באקטוירס, that מיילה אושון is a pre-requirement in אקטוירס, וכדי לקמון בפנים, and this is what the Rebbe is going to explain now in סיפור גימו, how and why is it that מיילה אושון and Yom Kippur is such an important and critical requirement, and how does this bring out the whole idea of what Yom Kippur is all about, and understanding how it's associated with the service of Koyanim. Seif Gimel. Rebbe Abir Bezeh. What is so special about Ketores and the Ketores of Yom Kippur? Rambam b'Meir Nevuchim mevayer ta'am mitzvah sakteres. The Rambam b'Meir Nevuchim explains what is the reason for the mitzvah of Ketores shehi le'atova sareyach be'Beis HaMikdash, to improve the smell in the Beis HaMikdash. Boy nasu avoidois shchita chituch basar, the slaughtering, the cutting of the meat, rechitza sevorim apnimim, the rinsing of the inner parts of the animal, sreife vechulu, the burning of different animal parts, velochein tzrichim lektoires lehotiv lehetiv reach beis hamikdash, to improve the smell of the beis hamikdash of all that which took place there. And also the smell of the people who were serving the Beis HaMikdash, in order to make sure that the clothes is also smelling properly after being involved with a service which seemingly creates a very unpleasant aroma. This is what the Rambam says in Meir Nevuchim. Omnom. However, moving she'en kavonas Rambam, שעבור הזריח הרע כפשוטו, היא כל הטעם להווה ידי גדולו על הזו. It's impossible that the Rambam intended to say that just for that practical removal of that unpleasant smell, that should be the whole reason, the entire reason for such a great service called as Ketores. And as he brings in Ora 16 for Rabbeinu Bechaye, the Rabbeinu Bechaye uses even stronger words. Rabbi Nebuchai says in Tetzaveh, and this Rambam, Chaz v'sholem shenitlo o iker ha-godl
שבסויד הקטוירס, בטעם החולוש הזה, רבי נבוכאי said it at Chas V'Sholem, even to say, and this is the Rabbi Nebuchai, but we mentioned before, in the order 10, the Rabbi Nebuchai says that it's Chas V'Sholem to say that Ktoires, which is involved, ki be'ono ne'roi la kapoires, the Rebishter appeared with the clad of the Ktoires, and to say that this is just for removing that unpleasant aroma is Chas V'Sholem to say it. So the Rebbe says, yeah, for sure, this is not what the Rambam means. This also, there is a part of it was to include practically accomplishing the removing of the reach, the smell. But there is also, for sure, merumes also a tam pnimi, inner reason. And as is Metzayan, in Ora 17, to say for a siches tofshin from the Friedrich Rebbe and the Kuta Siches, which in these places the Rebbe brings, that the Rebbe Marash used to learn with the Rebbe Shmo said, Moire Nevuchim, which is the source of the Rambam here, and the Rebbe Shmo said, the Rebbe Marash told them, that there's a Kabbalah all the way to the Baal Shem Tov, from each Rebbe all the way to the Baal Shem Tov, that the Rambam was a great mekubel, and the Rambam referred to in Yonim in Halacha, brought down essentially from the Zohar, that was his mocker. So here too is the Rebbe referencing to the fact that the following reason, even though it's based on the Zohar, is the inner meaning and reason of Ktoires that the Rambam also agrees with. What is the reason for Ktoires? The Rebbe v'yishleima shehu atam amevuah b'zoyar. Atam, which is based on the Zohar, but of the Zohar says she'avodas haKtoires is lehavir azu'amo v'tinufe l'yetzerora, to remove the unpleasant smell. Is not just the smell, but rather to remove the shmutz which is associated with and represented by the Yetzirah. Hine, Haktoires oislo misamemonim she'einom re'uim lemachol odom. Those spices which establishes the Ktoires were spices which are not feeding to people, for people to eat from. It's unedible. Veloike karbonis. Not just by the, like the korban. The Ktoires is punk fakert with the korban. Ba korbanes. It's edible. Fakert. Ashet naibak rovosom hu. There's a precondition in offering a korban. She'iyu re'uim lemachol odom. They have to be fitted for a person to eat from. Umin amufcho v'ashomin dafke. Dafke from the choicest and the best of what people eat. As it metzayin to the Rambam. And so if ilchos esure mizbeach. The Rambam says that when it comes to bring a korban, you should bring minayofe, minameshubach, biyoiso, shebiyoiso amin, from the choicest and the best. That was by a korban. Ve'osher she'evi korban oni lo yotzo. As the Mishnah says in the end of Negoim, a metzoiro, which is a poor metzoiro. If he brings the korban of a wealthy person, yotzo, but a rich metzoiro who brings the korban of a oni lo yotzo. Meaning it has to be dafke, edible, and dafke from the choicest and from the best. But Ktoires is punkt verkehrt, the opposite. Ktoires represented these types of items which are not meant and are not made for a person to eat from. Umizem muvin, shebetoichno maruchni, meramzim asamemonim alinyonim shebedargo tachtoino. So this is physically unedible spices. Spiritually, they represent these types of samimonim, which is of the lower level, meaning which is not associated with people. This is in general. In addition to that, of those spices in general, so also beina samimonim oiso gama chelbeno, shereicho ra. Even though in general the samimonim was supposed to create a good aroma, There was one of the spices called chelbeno, which chelbeno did not have a good smell. As the Gemara says in Krisis, at chelbeno, it had a bad smell, and the Gemara says, why was it necessary? As it brings in Ora 21, Sha'chelbeno moire al poishe Yisrael, it's in order to include even the so-called Yidden, which are poishim, associated with an unpleasant aroma, they are also a part of the Ktoires, and as Rashi also brings it in Parshas Kisiso, that when it comes to a davening and to a fast, every Jew is counted, even the one who is represented by chelbeno. So going to chelbeno, meramezes al inyan shebedarge nemucho oid yoisa. Not only as like these spices altogether, which is not edible, which the setzov represents that they are on a low level. The chelbeno among the spices is even a lower level, that they had a bad smell. Nevertheless, what is the service of Ktoires? It validates Shiktirum Lashem. Ubereifu Shul Reach Michayach Lashem. After they offered that, Poalu. Shegam Ainyonim Shebemadrego Nemucho Nefchu Venisalu Legdusho. This is the purpose of Ktoires. Ktoires is to elevate even that which is on a low level, to transform them and to elevate them to Kdusha. And it's mitzayim tzah maimer of the Rebbe Shmuel said in ukechosan tov rishon zayin and itero eil. But the Rebbe Shmuel said, Eden Dir says clearly that Ktoires is reyach. Reyach is milamato lemailo, to elevate even that which is unedible. There is even dvorim tmeim, like the moir. The moir, moir was the blood of a certain animal, as the Rambam writes. And you make from them ktoires is to transform that which is negative and bad to good. To good. And it explains, she'inyan ha'ktoires, he says in Ora 22, biru gimul klipas atmeyas legamre. The inyan ha'ktoires is to even be maile that which is a part of the gimul klipas atmeyas. This is the power of Ktoires. And that's why Ktoires is represented in these kinds of things which are unedible and even include chelbeno, because this is the service of Ktoires, as the Zohar says, as he brings from the Zohar. Ktoires is to le'avir the zuame of the Yetzirah. In Ora 23, no, we will continue. So this is what the Rebbe explains in Seif Gimel. Look, the Rebbe in Seif Dalet, El Shal Pizeh, based on what we learned, that the old Ktoires is to remove the negativity of Klipa. In that case, ain't a moving cloud. It's not understood at all. Mikiv, Mshekol, Inyan HaKtoires, Ola Avir Azua, Medelum Azed, Ayitzerore. That's what the purpose is. Ma'u HaTzorech, U'ma'i HaToyeles, what is the necessity in offering it on Yom Kippur in Kodesh HaKadoshim? Yom Kippur, she'oz ein la'sotun shlitem. The Sotan doesn't have any control on Yom Kippur. There is seemingly no negativity on Yom Kippur. It's brought down in a few places, and it brings the Gemara in Yuma. And the Medrash by Iklo Rabbe, but the Gemara says clearly, Omar Rami Bar Chomet of the Gemara in Yuma, that the Satan, Ha-Satan, is the Gematria of 300. And that he continues, Seifei, V'inyan Yuvin, Al-Pi Ha-Mevuer, that's going to be explained, I'll explain in Chassidus, what is the special Aveide of Yom Kippur. So he explains, Abeidas HaTshuva Di Yom HaKippurim, Abeidas HaTshuva Di Kol HaShono, and Bichlolus Beis Ohifanu Shebetshuva. They represent two types and two ways of tshuva. Tshuva Mi'ave, V'tshuva Mi'ir. Abeidas HaTshuva Di Kol HaShono, Yitshuva Mi'ir. Is tshuva motivated by fear. She'al Yodo, Zdeines, Nasris, Loikesh, Gogois. The dead, which is the
sins done purposely are being transformed to be considered as those which are being done b'shoigeg, unintentional. And this is what the Tshuva of Ira does. Tshuva Yom Kippurimi, Tshuva mi'ahva, is a Tshuva motivated by love, shal yodom zdoinois nasim loi kezochiyois. These doinois are being transformed into merit. Ve'yeseirem ezu, avedes a Tshuva Yom Kippurim, it Tshuva iloe, mi'umke deliba, is a tshuva which comes from the depth of the heart, pnimiyas alev, which is avoda lemailo mitam vedas, avoda which transcends tam vedas, shemitzat pchinas hayechida amizgale etzloi, which comes and is inspired by the level of yechida being revealed on Yom Kippur, shebichlolu zehu inyan tshuva abo miyahave debechol meoidecho. This is a tshuva which comes from a love to Hashem, but not stam love, a love with b'chol meidecho, an unlimited love. So the Rebbe first introduces the big difference in the quality of tshuva, the way it's Yom Kippur, and the way it's the entire year. When we speak about tshuva entire year, it's tshuva miyire. Tshuvas Yom Kippur is a whole different kind of tshuva. It's a tshuva which comes by the gilui of yechida shebenefesh. The Yechida Shebenefesh, motivated by Ahav. And the result is, as the Gemara says, Doinois Nasim Loike Zochiyois. Vezeu Gufe Tam Achiluk De Peulas HaTshuva Baz Doinois. The reason why the entire year the Zodin becomes only a Shoigeg, and Yom Kippur the Zodin becomes into Zochiyois, into credit, Shehu Lefi Oifem Bituloi. How you cancel how a person is bottled to the Rebishter. How? So he explains. Tshuva miyira, einoi bottled in mitzias legamre. A person who is motivated by yira is not completely bottled. Habitlu kemoi bal korchoch, mipnei eima sa'odin. The bitl is like seemingly forced on him. That's because he is afraid. Aveidoso I betnu eshel shlile. So because he's afraid, so the main avoda is in an approach of shlile, of negating anything which stands against his relationship to Hashem. Lehavir kol inyonim aminagdim. Mainly to remove anything which stands and challenges his relationship to Hashem. This is what Ira is. Belochein, peulas avoda zu gamkein rak inyan boifen shlili. Therefore, the impact of such a Veda is also in a way of Shlila, as a so-called negative impact. What does it mean, a negative impact? Shaz doinois, einois doinois oid, that these doinois take are not anymore considered purposely sinned sins. Ki imkesh gogois, it's like only this Avera is done b'shoige. Ve'ein maskirim loidovo v'chash lo b'yoim adin. As the Gemara, as Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, we're not going to mention for him anything. We're not going to consider it as an avera. So it's all about not. I'm not counting it as zodoin. I'm not going to mention it for you. Right? You are serving Hashem by not allowing yourself to be given into the negativity, which is the avoda associated with ira. So the result is that also that what you did till now is going to be removed. The fact that we are not turning it into something positive, that shows that there is a roishem. There is an impression. And as he says, and for sure it doesn't become a new mitzias of credit. Shenke mitshuva bi'ave, ubifrat ave de bechol moidecho, sheaveda veabitle bitnua chiyuvis, it's in a positive manner, shemoiser atzmoi elo ohuv, when you are motivated by love, you are committing yourself, and you're submitting yourself to the one you love. ובפרט כשיאבש למיילו מטעם ודעש, למיילו מהגבולס. Especially when we talk about this type of ave which transcends the limitations of time ודעש. שרויצה לדווקו בו יזבורך ממש, you want to cleave to Hashem. ונעשה מציאוס חדושו, you become a whole new מציאוס. מציאוס הדבוקו בו יזבורך, המציאוס which cleaves to Hashem, דבוק, not just connected, but דבוק. That which ave does to you, in על ידי זה, in al de avoyde zuz, dein es nasu lo ki zochiyos. That which accomplishes that you bemazit can become like credit. Pchinas vayahafech Hashem lecho, elekecho lecho es haklolo librocho. Hainu shepoyel beaz doinois, that you impact on this doinois is, shenasi metzius chadosho, zochiyos. They become new, bedubas avoydosoi. Meaning, you avoyde is, that you becoming a new person, you are moving with a positive attitude to Hashem in a way that you wanting to cleave to Him completely. So also your past gets transformed into a new existence, into a new metzias. It becomes credit. And the Rebbe adds, "Keshatshuvei lemaylo ma'akbolas b'chol moidecho yibese oidinyan." There is something more to it. Shalidei avedes atshuvei shlemaylo medida v'akbola. מסעלים לבחינה של מיילו מדידה והגבולה, ומצדרגה זו נעשים כזוכיוס. So there's two עניונים here. Number one is, like סיבו מסובב, you are becoming a מציאס חדושו. You are looking to cleave to Hashem. You want to submit yourself to the Rebishter. The Rebishter looks at you past and he says, I'm going to also make it into a new thing. Till now it was considered Avedas, I'm counting it as Chuyos. You're creating something new, similar to you Avoid. But more than that, since your Tshuva is Abichol Moidecho Dike Tshuva, this which Ave represents, so therefore you are reaching to a level of Lemailo Medida V'Agbole, and because of reaching to that level, Zdoino is Nasim Kezochiyos. Now the Rebbe explains it in Ore 29. What does it say in Ore 29? Kelde atshuva magim lebala rotzen. Shelemailo mikol medida vaagbole gam shela rotzen de teiru mitzvahs. There is the rotzen of teiru. And then there is the bala rotzen. Tshuva reaches to the bala rotzen, which is higher and greater than the rotzen itself. And because it's the Bala Rotzen, in so-called the Bala Rotzen can decide and change that the Avera should not be considered as an Avera. On his level, in the level of Rotzen, so does Willich and does Willich nicht. So I don't want. But it's only because the Rebishter was bound to himself in the level of Rotzen to say what I don't want. But then when you reach to the level of Bala Rotzen, so then there is no limitations. And that can also be transformed into schus. In the Bings of Shuva Yisrael, Tovrisha in Aleph Korav the Soifoi, the Rebbe Shmoyes Leiden says, Sheresh inyan at Shuva Vipnei She'atzmus Eiren Sof Einoi Muchra Chaz V'Sholem Birtzeine. Shuva is because it's rooted in Atzmus. And Atzmus is not forced into even the Rotzen of Mitzvahs. Da gam sharotzen de mitzvos lo gam kein mitkhinas pnimis ve atzmus in sof. This itself comes from atzmus. But still in atzmus itself, in nu mugbulu mucha chad v'sholem ba'rotzen. It's not limited. It's not forced to stay in the frame of the rotzen. And this is what the results from tshuva, u'muvin, obviously, she be ikar arizhe v'tshuva mi'aved v'chol mo'idech v'shole ma'ilom dile v'agbol. This is a very deep concept, but the word v'kitzer is that we are dealing with two types of tshuva, and what happens in Yom Kippur is a tshuva which results in zdoinois nasim loike zochiyois. This is what we want to get here. That zdoinois nasim loike zochiyois. Based on that, we can understand what is the k'toiras of Yom Kippur special and different than the k'toiras of the rest of the year. And this is the Seivav.
Al pi ze moving, it's understood. Gamo hevdel shebein haktoiris de kol ha-shono b'niyem ha-kippurim. The difference between the haktoiris of the whole year and the haktoiris of Yom Kippur. Klolus avedas haktoiris ulifoi b'inyonim lemuchim ulaleisum ekdusha kanal. As we spoke before, in generally, what is k'toiras? K'toiras is to have an impact of that which is low and to elevate the k'dusha. Right? That's what k'toiras is. Elevating that unedible becomes an offering to Hashem, reach nichoyach. The difference between Yom Kippur and the rest of the year, like the Rebbe in Achiluku be'eifen v'dargas pe'ule u'bilze. The difference is what level of elevation I'm accomplishing. Vehu ke'oifen achiluk shebin beze fane avedet ha'tshuva kan anal. And this is similar to between the difference between tshuva mi'ira and tshuva mi'ave. K'teres v'kol ha'shono yal derech avedet ha'tshuva de'kol ha'shono. The entire year, the way me offer k'teres represents the same idea, the way me do tshuva all year. Tshuva mi'ira, tshuva oifen sheshlila, Le'avir azu'am, just like tshuva is, to stay away from the bad, so too, the purpose of tshuva, of k'toiras, is to remove the negativity, the spiritual negativity, but to remove them. K'toiras yom ha'kippurim, u'al derech ha'tshuva yom ha'kippurim, which is tshuva mi'av. She'yom lom aveda ba'advorim tachteinim, zu'am, you are bringing spices, the unedible spices. So you are dealing with that which is considered dvorim tachtoinim. Achiyavei dechiyuvis. You're not dealing to chase them away, to remove them, to negate them, but rather that it contains a positive avoda, which is lifoil metzius chadosha be'elam shadvorim atachtoinim, which is as doinois yehosu veisapchu lekdushes chuyos. But you are accomplishing an Yom Kippur is positive to transform that to something higher and greater. That these samimonim should be transformed into Gdusha. Anything which is associated with dvorim tachtoinim should not just be removed, but be elevated to, and transformed into schuyos, into credit. This is an all different type of k'toiras. Al pianal, based on which explained that this ave reaches to atzmus, yuvan gama tam la k'toras ha'k'teres v'kipurim v'kedesh ha'kodoshim dafke. All year k'teres was offered in the heichal, outside of k'edesh ha'kodoshim. And dafke, the k'teres of Yom Kippur, was inside the k'edesh ha'kodoshim, it was in front of the orin. Why take was it inside the k'edesh ha'kodoshim? The Rebbe, ein b'k'edesh ha'kodoshim rak orin. What was the only item in Kedesh HaKadoshim? Was the Orin, the Ark. Ve'ein be'orin rak shnei luchais. And what was inside the Ark was only the luchais, as the Pasuk says. And what is the connection between K'teres and the Ark and the luchais? Ve'kanal arei aved asad tshuva v'akteres yem ha'kipurim yem ha'aved b'chol moedecho b'li gvul. Arei ze magia. Adle Madrege so Orden, that reaches to the level of Orden, which is Madrege shele Milo me Medida v'Agbole. As it brings from the Gemara in Yuma that Mokim Orden eino min Amido, that the place for the Orden stood did not take any measurement. Basically, you were able to measure the Kodesh HaKodoshim before placing the Orden and after placing the Orden. It still kept the same measurements as if the Orden wasn't there, even it was there. This means that represented a level of the Milo Medina Vagbola, and this is what K'teres of Yom Kippurim is. Upoyalim al yedei zeh, to the service of K'teres, you bring Metzias Chadosho, Aina Amshochas Eil Chodosh, Mi Pchinas Kedesh HaKadoshim, Shele Milo Gam Pchinas Sevev Kol Almin, Shehi Kachi. And this is what the service of Tshuva, I'm sorry, of K'toiras, accomplishes that you were able to bring from the Kodesh HaKodoshim over to the Kodesh. As he brings from the Kutetere in Yom Kippur, the Alter Rebbe from Kutetere, as Kodesh is Sevev Kol Almin. That's why it's called Kodesh, it's Makif. But still, it's not Atzmus. Kedesh HaKadoshim is Atzmus. And the idea is that you are Mamshich Fum Kedesh HaKadoshim in Kedesh. And this was accomplished through the Avodah from Ketores on Yom Kippur. And that's why the Ketores on Yom Kippur Davke was inside the Kedesh HaKadoshim and not in the Kedesh. Because this is a type of Avodah which represents what Kedesh HaKadoshim is. A Avodah which is the Milo, above all Medidas V'Akbolas, all limitations, and they can even not only remove negativity, but transform it, coming to a place which is the Bala Rotzna, they said before, and it can transform it into Zochiyos, into credit. Seif Zayin, going back to what you discussed before, that there's a critical requirement to have the smoke, the Maile Oshon, that spice in the Kteres of Yom Kippur Davke. Now we can explain it. Al pi ze muvan gam kein atam. Madua Maile Oshon, why Maile Oshon utna ikri? Bakteres de Yom Kippurim, why is it a precondition in the Yom Kippur Kteres? Because ye Yom Kippurim in yono ishe oyle le Maile mi seder ishtal shelus. The whole idea of Yom Kippur is that you climb up to a place above Ishtal Shalus Lemok, Shalemai, Lom Yidavak Bole, above the limitations, Upei El Metzius Chadosho, and you create a new Metzius, like I said before. Therefore, Muchrach Ozli Ois Amayle Oshon. That's why you need to have the Mayle Oshon, that special spice, which brings up the smoke. Like you said before, even though we're talking about the Inyan Ruchni, but you said in Or 11 that every Dover Ruchni symbolizes itself in the Gashmias too. What symbolizes that elevation, transcending worlds, going above Medidavak Bolas? That's what the Maile Oshon is. Dover Ameira Nekudazu, Alias Akteiras Lamailo Mailo. You must have the idea that here we are ascending. You can't just have Ktoires. You must have the smoke going up. Because the whole idea of Yom Kippur is to go up and to rise above his Ishtalshelus. Sh'enkin b'chol ha'shono. Sh'akteires ein elo l'shlilas ha'zuame. It's only to negate and to remove the zuame. Ein chisroinoi shel ma'le oshon me'akev kol kach. Then the lacking of ma'le oshon, if you're not going to have the spice, is not so difficult. It's not me'akev. Because this is not the main purpose of Ktoiras. The main purpose of Ktoiras is just to remove the Zuamo. You don't have to climb up. But Yom Kippur, which all idea of Yom Kippur is to rise Lemailo Mididavak Bola, that is being represented by using the Maile Oshon spies, bringing up the Ktoiras to climbing up in higher, transcending Ishtal Shalom. Adding even more, velochein, and therefore too, maile oshon, shiuroi beyoim akipurim, ubi meile bemikoshkein kol ashono, kol shehu. How much, everything has a shiur. All the samemonim had to have mone, and then they had to split it. There was a shiur, a measurement. How much is the maile oshon? Anim kippur, and also throughout the year, is kol shehu, a minimal. There's no measure. Why is there no specific measure? Ki ein adover kosher min yon shebidilevak bole. Because Ktoiras is not a part of Didavak bole. Ktoiras is not limited limitations. Ki im. Rather, ke klolus aveda fim akipurim. This is like the rest of the aveda fim kippur. Shebchinas yichide shelemailo meak bole. It reflects yichide above limitations. Val derech mokoy mo'orun eino min amida. In the end, in Or 27, the Oid Male Bekteiras Yom Kippurim, another Maile in Yom Kippur, Shirak Oz Maile Oshon Me'akev, that you need, and you must have that spice called Maile Oshon. The Gami Tamze Iktiru Akteiras, because Akadoshi Mokim Ma'orin, in Dafke, like I said before, Yom Kippur Dik Akteiras was inside the Kodesh Akadoshi, but not outside in the Kodesh. There's another reason, because Bozem is Bate Yachibur, the Gvul Ubligvul. Not only you are above limitation, but it actually represents the connection, the unification of Gvul mit Bligvul. How? My Loshon Kol Shehu Moiral Bligvul. Kol Shehu means Epes. No limit, no number. This represents Bligvul. V'tchunosei v'inyonoi, and what is this idea? Lehaloi so'oshon shlayud ala samimonim amoyir al gvul. In one idea of the 11 samimonim, which they have a measurement that represents gvul, limitation. And then you have the Maile Oshon, which doesn't have any measure, Kolshu. Kolshu is a sign of bligvul, of infinity. And that was the idea of the Ktoiras, is to connect the gvul and the bigvul. Bedugmas mokei ma'orin eino min amido. And that is what Yom Kippur is. And that is what Yom Kippur is. And that's what the Ktoiras is. And that's why we can understand why Dafke, the Ktoiras, was a main service of Yom Kippur, and why is it that the Maile Oshon was so necessary when it comes to Yom Kippur, because the Ktoiras of Yom Kippur is not just Le'avir Azuame, the Ktoiras of Yom Kippur is symbolizing the connection of Tshuva Mi'ava, that what it rises all above, which is not only to remove Dvorim Tachtoinim, but rather to transform them to Kedusha. And this explains why Yom Kippur, even though there is no Satan, why are we offering Ktoiras? Because the Ktoiras has nothing to do with the Satan over here, but rather the Ktoiras of Yom Kippur is to change, to transform Dvorim Tachtoinim, represented by the Samamone HaKtoiras, into Kedusha. This is what Yom Kippur is, and this is what the Ktoiras of Yom Kippur represents.